With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have now deployed to Russia and are training at several locations, calling the move very serious, warning those forces will be, quote, fair game if they go into combat in Ukraine. That deployment raises the potential for the North Koreans to join Russian forces in Ukraine, suggesting expanded military ties between the two nations. House Republicans are bracing for potential leadership shakeups in the coming weeks, post-election scramble that will be heavily dependent on who wins in the lower chamber and the White House come November.
The biggest wild card is what Speaker Mike Johnson will do. The Louisiana Republican has said he wants to continue to lead the House GOP conference if they retain the majority, but he's been mum on his plans if Democrats take the upper hand in the lower chamber. Amid that uncertainty, Republican lawmakers have had their eyes on the next moves of Representative Steve Scalise, the number two House GOP leader, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who has conspicuously worked to increase his fundraising across the conference, and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who has tried to repair his relationship with former President Trump. Johnson has made it clear that he hopes to keep his gavel if the party retains control of the chamber, particularly if Trump wins the White House and Republicans flip the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing reporting a $6 billion loss in the third quarter. The big news, though, likely to come later in the evening when the Machinist Union reveals whether striking members will return to work. This striking worker says he's disappointed with both sides.
We've been here a long time, and I feel that our negotiating team needs to be stronger, and Boeing needs to keep listening to the floor.
Problems at Denny's, longtime diner, says it will close 150 locations next year. This is SRN News. Abortion, a litmus test for a lot of Americans these days.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could be enormous implications in that state, decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. Now, polls are indicating many Jews who have always voted Democrat are now planning to cast their ballots on November 5th for Donald Trump. This is SRN News. Tough times at Starbucks.
The Seattle coffee giant reports weaker than expected sales in its fiscal fourth quarter, which ended on September 29th. It also said it would suspend financial guidance for its 2025 fiscal year to give its new chairman and CEO time to assess the business. Starbucks said its fourth quarter revenue fell 3% as it saw weaker customer traffic in the U.S., China, and elsewhere.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Kentucky State Senator Johnny Turner has died weeks after being injured when the lawnmower he was riding plunged into an empty swimming pool at his home. Turner was 76. Republican lawmaker was known for his folksy manner that endeared him to constituents and colleagues. Friends say Turner died after his hard-fought battle with injuries sustained in that accident. More details at SRNnews.com.